MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Radio Mayor for Mark, he's head of systematic solutions at Stanlib. Appreciate the time today. First question, is there still value to be found in the SA general equity market? There's a lot of stocks looking cheap, but cheap doesn't necessarily always equal value, as I understand.
Thank you for having me. So I think somebody, if you look at the SA general equity market, there are, in my mind, two different realities playing out. The one is where the market is currently pricing our equity market, and it's really pricing for a worst-case scenario. If you look at our valuations versus our emerging market peers and our developed market peers, it is really being priced for a worst-case scenario. But I think the other side of the coin and the different reality that's playing out is that South Africans in general and South African business in particular are quite a resilient bunch, and we are, in my mind, at the frontier of solving problems that the rest of the world are only starting to grapple with. We're embracing alternative energy resources, we're becoming less dependent on state infrastructure, and there are numerous institutions building parallel solutions to the problems that we're facing. And I guess what makes me most positive is that our businesses are coming to the realization that the responsibility for a favorable business environment lies with themselves. Whilst I think there are some short-term profitability headwinds as businesses adjust to this new reality, with the sort of a five-year hat on, I think we are quite optimistic about the SA equity market.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And certainly South African businesses are resilient. And we've been through very, very tough times before. Changing tack slightly, different investment strategies that SA equity managers would look to follow. I imagine this is broadly the sort of bottom-up versus a top-down sort of strategies of where you start that investment process.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. But I think even if you look only specifically at bottom-up stock selection strategies, there are a number of different perspectives and approaches that South African equity fund managers tend to follow. So, for example, you find managers that focus specifically and exclusively on quality, but other managers that focus on valuation, and others that focus on momentum and growth type strategies. And I think the best sort of analogy to explain what these different strategies entail is to shift the asset class slightly away from peer equity to, let's say, buy-to-let property. Mm-hmm. And if you think about if you are a buy-to-let property investor, you can follow a number of different strategies. One of these is to simply go out and buy quality properties. What are these? These are the classic location, location, location. It's the best properties in the best parts of town, beautiful manicured lawn, new kitchen and bathroom, but they are expensive. On the other side of town is where you find your value properties, and there are players that invest in value properties. And these are properties that need a lick of paint. It's never been renovated, but given the rent that you can receive from this property and the price that you pay to acquire it, it's a pretty good yielding investment, but it's not without risk. And then in my mind, where sort of the growth dimension lies is if you think about investing in the plot and plan, where there's a new development in town. You can't really put a tenant in yet, but there's potential in the future. So South African equity fund managers typically invest according to one of these different investment strategies, and we think there's an alternative way of investing at that intersection of quality, value, and growth. So stocks that meet all the criteria in the middle of town, so to speak. We'll delve into that maybe a bit more.
Yeah, I like that idea, because as you were going through that analogy, I'm like, well, hang on, why not, get the fixer-upper on the Atlantic seaboard? In other words, blend those different strategies together, and you almost, in an ideal world, you end up with the best of all three.
Yeah, exactly. So we think that South African asset allocators diversify the risk to each of these different strategies by allocating to various equity fund managers from a top-down perspective. So they would buy into a quality manager, a value manager, and a momentum or a growth manager. And we think that there's an additional arrow in the quiver by buying an investment process that buys into in the Atlantic seaboard, as you say, eloquently put it, like at that intersection. The reality is that it's very difficult to know when each of these different investment strategies are going to perform well. They perform through different parts of the macro cycle. And to give you some context on that, when there's stress in the macroeconomic environment, such as, for example, with the global financial crisis in 2008, we have what is colloquially known as a flight to quality. And that's when a quality strategy typically performs well. So you want to have that in your portfolio. And then when central banks open up the spigots of monetary policy, we have what happened in for sort of January of 2009, a dash for trash. And that's when value stocks that are just simply cheap outperform. You know, valuations don't matter anymore. So it's difficult to know when these strategies will perform well. And that's why asset allocators typically blend that risk away and diversify that risk away by buying one of each of these different strategies. And we think that there's an additional arrow in the quiver by also looking at this from a bottom-up perspective.
Yeah, and I like that. And you're sort of building, and I use the phrase preponderance of evidence. You're getting lots of wind at your back. You're not quite sure when it'll blow, but it's there when it does. We'll leave it there. It's Rhett Amaral from Markets, Head of Systematic Solutions at Stanlib. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.